you think of Miss Liberty? Sort of stiff, nothing inside. But in fact, I'm all flipperty-jibberty, full of feelings I can't hide. And this is why I stand and sigh while facing toward the north. 'Cause I got my eye on a certain guy at 5th and 34th. He's sleek and chic and sexy, so manly and metallic. Plus, I'm sure you can't ignore, he's slightly more than phallic. But hour after hour, I gaze up at his tower, enthralled to that tall, quiet guy. And though he's decked in deco, he looks a little dirty. Then there is that spire of his, erect since 1930. The slightest glimpse of that form just knocks me off my platform. I'm all for that tall, quiet guy. The Chrysler's not my type, the Trump is merely hype, and the Met sure can get overbearing. The Woolworth's out of date, the Guggenheim isn't straight, and call me a prig, but the twins are too big, and they got this thing for sharing. Forget those other fellas, it's him I've set my sights on. Come what may, I'll find a way to turn his colored lights on. There's simply no deflecting my urge to be inspecting his walls and his halls. And oh my, I grovel at his lobby until my knees are knobby. On call for that tall, quiet guy. I've heard it's pure delight on top of him at night, and I ache to partake of his glories. I kiss him till he gleams and polish all his beams, arousing him so that I bet you he'll grow another 100 stories. I'm so a quiver, I'd swim the Hudson River and crawl straight up Broadway. No lie, but fate keeps us divided. Lord, tell me why, oh why did I fall tall, quiet guy. So thanks to the NYC Zoning Board, our romance simply must wait. But I'll carry this torch here alone and bored till I